Hey, After Buzzers. We are here covering Outcast Season 2, Episode 5, The Common Good, and we are going to be diving into how Megan doesn't believe in the demons and possessions, Allison finally getting out of the psych ward, and the intense fight scene with Giles and Kyle. So stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Pick up every stitch.
Yes. All right, hey guys, I'm your host. Wait. All right, guys. Hey, guys. So I'm your host, Katie Wolski, here, and we are going to be diving into how Megan does not believe in the demons and possessions from this past couple episodes and season. She doesn't think that Kyle is one of the lights, and she definitely doesn't believe her daughter, Holly, when she brought it up to her. And honestly, I don't understand how she doesn't yet. But we're also going to be getting into Allison and how she got out of the psych ward this past episode. That is some major, major stuff going on, so I'm excited to dive into that. And the intense fight scene with Kyle and Giles at the end of the episode, that was super crazy. Is Kyle still alive? Is he going to make it to the next episode? I don't know, but we definitely need to talk about it later. And we have a special segment where we're going to be doing a character spotlight on Allison Barnes, because I think we really need to dive a little bit more into her, get to know her a little bit better, because now we're going to be seeing her a lot more throughout the season, I feel like. My overall thoughts of the episode, I really liked it. I feel a lot did happen, so I'm really excited to dive in, talk about all of it with you guys. And I feel like a lot has happened, because I feel like we're gearing up for a big climax soon. So I'm really excited I feel like a big pivot is going to come this season. You know, we're episode 5, we're getting in there. So, you know, I'm excited to really see what drops, what's going to make our jaw drop, you know? So, but diving right into topic one, Megan does not believe in the possessions and the demons. That's what it's all about, girl. Megan, how are you not putting it through your head? They even told you that, you know, that wasn't you. Obviously, she knows it wasn't herself when she killed Mark earlier in the season. And I feel like she should know that something else is going on. I mean, Kyle even told her that, you know, it wasn't you. It was like you were possessed. Something was going on. And I feel like the fact that when her daughter brings it up to her and she thinks it's just like, oh, like some little monster, like kid fairy tale, and it's not even true. And I don't know, I guess I'm just a little blown to the fact that Megan's not realizing this, because as we see, the whole town is starting to notice that something's going on right after Patricia, her death. Like, the town really comes to, they march into the police office and they're like, excuse me, what's going on here? Because how does Patricia just die? There's blood everywhere. That was crazy. And I feel like if the town can pick up on it, how is Megan not picking up on it, you know? And I want to know what your thoughts are on why you think maybe Megan's not believing it in the comments below. But I think maybe she is scared to believe it. I think I would be, to know that, you know, a demon possessed your own body and made you kill, like, the love of your life, your husband, you know? So I feel like that's maybe a driving force behind why she's not ready to believe all this craziness and darkness actually is going on around her. I mean, as she says, Kyle told Holly about the demons and everything to really help her cope with what has happened to her dad. And I felt like that was a really, really smart move by Kyle, because Holly is sitting there telling random people in the hallways that her mother is a murderer. And so I feel like you gotta tell the child something. So, you know, she gets that, like, she feels the fullness. She feels like you're not lying to her, you know? Because kids, I feel like they know when parents are trying to lie to them and adults are trying to lie to them, and they know that that's not the whole truth. And so I feel Kyle did a really good job by telling her, and I think Holly should have told her mother, and I just want Megan to believe it now so that everything can just come full circle for all of them. But something that we also found out about Megan was her crazy past with her parents. As we saw, Megan moved in with her family after everything that happened with her husband, because she just couldn't live in that home anymore. And I totally agree with you. I would have never moved back there in the first place. I don't know how she had the kahungas to even step back in that house and put her daughter back in there. You know, that was the spot where they both found their husband dead, her father dead. And so I can't even believe that they even took the chance to try and live back there. But going back to Megan's parents and the crazy past that we sort of got a little dip into, we didn't get to get too much of it. So I really hope that they bring it up a little bit more, maybe in the next couple episodes, but about her sexual abuse from her past as a child. We find out that Donnie was secretly, you know, sneaking into her bedroom at night. It's very disturbing. And, you know, she comes at her parents saying, "And what did you do? All you guys did was go to church." And I think that that was such a powerful line right there that I was like, oh my God, like, that was good, girl. But, you know, I definitely feel like there's a lot more to tell for that story and for Megan. And so I'm really excited to get a little bit deeper into that and really figure out how that all happened, why were her parents being naive about it all and saying that they didn't hear it when apparently, you know, she said they did. So I'm very excited to kind of find out a little bit more about that and Megan's past. But for right now, we are going to take a quick break because I want to say some wonderful things on behalf of AfterBuzz. Hey AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made just for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, guys, because it is totally optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we will thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk. Seriously, guys, though, subscribe, comment. I love to see your feedback on Outcast. Definitely interact with me. Check out other shows that are on AfterBuzz TV, because you never know what you might find, and you might just find a new show that you're really into. But going back into Outcast, we got to dive back into this. Allison gets out of the psych ward, guys. I honestly did not think that they were going to let her out when they had her talking to the doctor. And she was like, "Well, consider this your very last session." And she asked her all those intense questions about, you know, how are you going to be outside of this? Like, do you believe in possessions? Like, because obviously when you're saying you believe in people being possessed, you sound a little crazy. And, but what we know that it's true and it's actually happening. So I feel like she had to lie to get herself out of there in order to see her daughter again. And I feel that Kyle's last visit in episode 4, I think really helped her put things into perspective when he showed up there and he was like, listen, like, you need to get your stuff together. We have a child, you know, and I feel like that really kicked her into gear. I do have a question though, because I'm wondering if she does believe in that there are possessions, or is she just lying and saying no to the doctor because she knows that she can't say yes and then be released. So I want to know what you guys are thinking about that. Leave a comment for, let me know if you think that she truly believes that the possessions are real, or if she's just saying no because she just is trying to get out of the psych ward, guys. All right, gotta let me know that one. But we also see that she meets up with Amber in the woods after she gets out, and that was something that really shocked me, that she found Amber right away, like as soon as she got out of the psych ward. But I'm really excited to see how their relationship is going to be, because we haven't really seen Amber and her mother connect or really have that relationship at all yet on season 1 or season 2. So I'm really excited to see that blossom and to kind of see how those two interact with each other, if there are like differences or if there aren't. But diving into topic 3, okay, this is something that we really need to talk about, because that fight scene with Kyle and Chief Giles was insane. So insane. At first, I didn't think that Giles was getting possessed when he stood up there and was at the town hall meeting that the mayor put on. I honestly did not think that he was being possessed. I thought that he was sick at first and that he was going to eventually like fall over and maybe he was poisoned or something and die. But then we see him obviously like getting possessed and he runs out of there with the mayor into the parking lot with all the school buses. And this was a gnarly scene when we see Kyle get onto the school bus with Chief Giles in the back, and you just see him struggling, like looking very confused. And out of nowhere, you know, they start attacking each other. Giles broke off something from the actual school bus and stabbed Kyle with it. And I did not see that coming, I gotta say. I gotta know if you guys saw that coming, saw Kyle getting that hurt, because as we saw, there was a lot of blood, okay? And I don't know, I'm worried about Kyle and how that's all gonna work out, but seeing them both get levitated up into the sky and then Kyle having to, you know, try and tackle him and get him so he can, you know, get his hand on his head and exercise that demon that's inside of him. And he does get it out, thank God, because I could not have Chief Giles possessed by a demon in this show. No way. Like, he's one of the good guys. We gotta keep him away from all that. So really glad to see that Kyle ended up getting him exorcised so quickly and that, you know, he wasn't going to be possessed for too long. But then we do see them both fall onto the grounds after that, and Kyle seemed very, very injured. And but then we see Reverend, because the Reverend went out there initially, to help Kyle against Giles and kind of see what was going on there. But he ends up finding the mayor with Sydney and Aaron, who, okay, I'm just going to put this out there. Aaron reminds me of Chucky. you know, doesn't he? He's all like burned and he's just like this evil little like redheaded kid going around like hurting people like for no good. And he seems so excited about it, like truly like with a smile on his face. So I don't know if you guys were thinking about that, but I did a little bit of that comparison. But getting back to the them overhearing Aaron Sydney and Mayor Boyd's conversation, then he ends up seeing, the Reverend ends up seeing Aaron shoot the Mayor Boyd in the head. So Mayor Boyd's down for the count and he's out of there. So I'm honestly not too sad to see Mayor Boyd go, because he was kind of an a-hole, not gonna lie. He kind of seemed like he was fighting for both sides, just kind of like a little bit of a weasel, you know? He was just kind of like slithering, trying to stay alive, doing little things for Sydney, but then realizing what was going on with the whole Sydney situation and was like, okay, maybe being with Sydney is not my best interest. And so now he tries to flip the switch and tries to get Chief Giles and Kyle on board with him, saying, hey, like, I will help you put Sydney away if, you know, you just like watch my back for me. And I don't know, I don't trust the guy. And so I'm a little relieved to see him go, not too sad about it. I don't know if you guys are. Again, let me know in the comments, because I definitely want to know your thoughts on what you were thinking of the Mayor Boyd and his passing. So now I'm really excited to get into our special segment, which is our character spotlight on Allison Barnes. And we don't know much about Allison Barnes, and so that's why I kind of wanted to do this spotlight, because I feel like we're going to be seeing her a lot more for the rest of season two, and we're going to really be seeing her story and maybe how it all came about, how she got into the psych ward, maybe a little bit more about her time in the psych ward, or her time before, because I feel like we haven't seen too much of that, of her being possessed and everything. And so I'm really excited to dive into all that. But as we see, Allison is, I got a little bit more information from the comic books, because this is based off of the comics, Outcast by Kirkman and Azazeta. So I did a little research from that, so I'm not quite sure yet how maybe her character is going to play on the show, because I know sometimes they don't always stick to the comic book scripts, but we do know that she is the ex-wife of Kyle, and she was possessed by a demon way back a couple years earlier, and she acted out and she tried to attack her own daughter Amber, and she tried to strangle her. And we know that Kyle obviously had to relinquish the demon inside of her, but when doing so, he actually gave her a bunch of bruises, and you know, she did not leave the situation unscathed, as you could say. And so because this happened so early, before like all the darkness really became like was really taking over the whole town, this was happening a little bit earlier before like Sydney and all of his goons kind of like got together. But so Kyle obviously couldn't tell anyone about his wife's possession and about her and what had happened. So because of the bruises that were left over afterwards, the townspeople called him abusive and a wife beater. And I feel like that really drove them apart. And so because of that, there was also a restraining order that I read from the comics that was put in place between her and Kyle and Amber. So I don't know if that is true for the show. As far as I know, it is not, but definitely let me know your thoughts about Allison, and if you're excited to truly see her in the next episodes coming up, you know, because I truly am. And I feel like because we don't know so much about her, that you know, it's going to be really exciting to kind of figure out who is Allison, you know, who's Allison Barnes, and is she going to have maybe any special powers or, you know, any good relationships that are going to really thrive on the show. But going off of that, we are going to get into predictions now, because I got to say, I have, and now, yes. Spooky. Okay, so I got a couple good predictions for you guys, and I definitely want to know yours, but so at the very end of the episode, we see Kyle, and he was stabbed after the whole fight with Giles and everything, and so seeing him there on the bus, he's bleeding out, there's lots of blood, he looks honestly like done, but I feel like we cannot count him out because we need Kyle. We need him for this fight. Apparently, there is this great merge that was teased a little bit earlier. Right in the beginning of the episode, there was a flashback with Kyle's father and the old Sydney, as they like to put it, who was basically like the, you know, the one running everything, trying to have these demons take over all of the regular civilians' bodies. And so I feel like Kyle cannot die. I definitely feel like he's gonna come back for episode 6. But I definitely want to know your thoughts on that, because if you don't, you know, what would we do without Kyle? You know, would there be another light that would be kind of stepping in? Would Amber maybe step up to the plate? I don't know, but I definitely want to know your thoughts. And going off that, the great merge, I definitely have a prediction that, you know, the past great merge is what Sydney's going towards now. So I feel like all these demons that are coming there and everything, they're trying to get to the great merge again. They're trying to be successful. And as we saw, Kyle's dad, you know, stopped them all with his partner, the man from the graveyard. But I think now it's Kyle's turn to step up to the plate and try and stop this great merge from happening. And that's why I feel like he's also not going to die. And my last prediction of the night would be about Allison and just the fact that we are now going to get to see more about Allison's story. And I feel like there's going to be some really interesting information, I feel like, that we're going to see from her point of view. So I really can't wait to see what next episodes is all about. And let me know your predictions in the comments below, because I love reading them. And you guys definitely come up with things that I would have never thought of. So, and sometimes, you know, I think that they're true and then they end up being right. So definitely comment, let me know your predictions for next week's episode. But I just want to say thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight. I'm Katie Wolski, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at KatieWolski_, because, you know, keep DM me, send me those messages. I would love to talk more about Outcast and all these predictions that we got going on. But stay tuned for next week, because we're going to be covering episode 6. All right, guys, have a good night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.